Welcome back to Black Hole Slum Podcast. I'm your host, Moss. Thank you so much for coming back. Back by popular demand. The last episode was a Cursed City installation, I guess. the last one was about the Dakota, and it did so well that I decided to do another episode of Cursed Cities, and this one is based in London, and we will be talking about the Tower of London. So the Tower of London was built... Or, well, he didn't build it himself, but he ordered to be built. William the Conqueror in 1066. He built this ginormous structure in London to kind of intimidate the people because he was conquering and he didn't want any upheaval. So he built this. I know that it's just this ginormous structure with several little buildings around it. It's where you can find the crown jewels of England. They're there. There's a lot of different buildings there. But on top of, you know, its historical presence and what it does, there's a lot of ghost stories that I've heard about. More than I thought, because I could only remember the one about Anne Boleyn, who was Henry VIII's second wife and Queen Elizabeth I of England's mother. And what happened to her. If you're a fan of the Tudors on, I believe it was HBO, there was a whole section about that. There's more than enough ghost stories about this place that I picked it. I actually, there's a lot of stories about this place. There's a lot of things that's gone on. For a while, this was a location where people were mostly royals, not necessarily everyday people, but mostly royals who upset the monarchy would get executed here at the tower. So there's a lot of ghost stories, a lot of people that have been seen on the grounds. And, you know, more than I knew, because I know, you know, I know about Anne Boleyn, like I said, and, you know, the location housing the crown jewels, and that was the only thing I know. Of course, in the past, not anymore, like right now, it's probably more of a tourist attraction, house like probably official offices, like I don't know, like the treasury and public records, and obviously the crown jewel of England is there, and so there's like, it's a touristy spot as well, but I also think it's like a functioning building. You guys let me know. It was used a long, long time ago as obviously a structure to protect, and also there's different prisons in there, so prisoners were held there. The first prisoner to get executed here, because it was well known for all the executions of higher ups and monarchs, first one was Reynard Lambert by William II, who ordered his death, and he was falsely accused. He was actually imprisoned as kind of a scapegoat and for Henry I. So William II, after William II died, he, William II didn't have a good rep when he died. So when Henry I came in, he imprisoned this man named Lambert and blamed all the sort of mishandlings of William II, which obviously it was William II, it wasn't anybody else, on this guy, and had him executed for treason, strangely enough, because somebody else couldn't do their job, so we gotta blame it on somebody, so there you go. And of course, you know, like I said, Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII, if you watch Tudors, that show, you know that he executed three of his wives during his era, and they were executed here. Anne Boleyn, Catherine Howard, and Lady Jane Grey. So those three women were married to Henry VIII. If you know anything about Henry VIII, he was a peculiar character. He was a big guy, big personality. He had way too many wives. How many wives did he have? He had a lot of wives. Six times. He married six times. Out of those six women, three were executed. He divorced his first one because he fell in love with Anne Boleyn and was like obsessed with her, but it was like a big no-no to get divorced back then, and he was trying to convince the church, and he kind of went against the church, and there was a whole controversy. He also, Anne's sister was his mistress. There was all sorts of calamities going on with Anne Boleyn and the king. So they, you know, he was married to Catherine, not Catherine the Great from Russia, but his first wife, Catherine, and Catherine of Spain. And I love how I'm drugging up all the stuff I remember from the Tudors. But I did study this. I studied this in school. So Henry VIII his marriage to Anne Boleyn was just such scandal. So, you know, first he divorced his first wife against the church's wishes, the Roman church. And then he married this woman. And like his first wife, he, for some reason, could not, back then, if I'm sure everyone's aware of this, you had to produce a male heir. And he was having a hard time producing a male heir. His first wife had a couple of miscarriages, I believe. Some of their children died. And then he only had one daughter, Mary. So he had that one daughter, Mary. So, you know, there's that story. So then he gets with Anne Boleyn, and she has a daughter, which is Elizabeth I, who ends up being queen eventually. Spoiler alert if you don't know that. She's the last of the Tudors because she never had children after that. So he has this daughter, Anne Boleyn, and yeah, and they seem to have a pretty content life, and then I guess he gets bored of her. I don't know. He seemed like he was very, I don't know, he seemed like a hothead. He seemed like he just did what he wanted. You know, he's kind of a troublemaker. And he became obsessed with her. And then he was kind of like, he got bored of her. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, there was all these rumors that Anne Boleyn was cheating on him and treason and all this other stuff. Like it just seems too coincidental that he kind of like bored of this bitch and suddenly she's trying to cause treason, and she's having all these affairs, and one of the people she's trying to have an affair with is her own brother. Like, come on now. And then obviously, because she's a woman and history sucks, she's the one who's gonna go to jail, of course, right? And because of treason, which I'm still kind of trying to figure out exactly what happened, but there's just, you know, there's just so much to judge up. She got beheaded on the grounds. So that was one of his three wives who got beheaded on the grounds. And to this day, people have seen her ghost. So this is the ghostly part of the story. So Anne Boleyn is one of the women, one of the queens that was decapitated. Catherine Howell, same thing. Catherine Howell got executed for adultery. And then Lady Jane Grey didn't rule that long. She was also beheaded for treason. So Lady Jane Grey is actually seen around the campus of the Tower of London. People have seen her. So she's definitely one of those people that you see if you go there. I've never been to the Tower of London, so if you have been there and have felt some sort of presence and have seen Anne Boleyn, please let me know. I'd love to hear more about it. So a lot of the ghosts that are around the Tower of London were in fact royalty that were executed on campus or on the territory. and Anne Boleyn is one of the most famous ones, second to Lady Jane Grey. So, yeah, like, I want to go. There's also the Countess of Salisbury, Margaret Pole. She was also seen on the campus, but even stranger, because I get that because it was a place where people were executed, you would definitely see a ghost, right? Definitely see a ghost. Henry VIII was notorious for just being, you know, off with their head kind of mentality, and just killing people for no reason. But I just feel like he just got bored of people and was like, you know what? I don't want you in my life anymore. It costs too much money to get rid of you, like, to send you somewhere. Let's just kill them. Let me just kill you. Let me just, like, you know. So, so he was just so about, like, just, you know, you know what? Just kill her. Hey, it'd be easier. And I'm also sure because of the whole, he had a lot of issues with the church. And getting divorces, like, that was very, very, very uncommon. So it was probably easier to just start a rumor. And of course, if you're a woman at that time and you were at a certain, not even if you were at a certain level in your life, you could have been a peasant, and if someone starts a rumor, you're dead. Like, we've learned this from, like the witch trials, like the Salem witch trials. Someone starts a rumor, somebody doesn't like you, they start a rumor about you, you can burn. So, you know, history has not been kind to women in any shape or form. So it was easy for him to get out of a marriage if he got bored of it, more, you know, by executing his significant other than getting a divorce. Because divorce with the Catholic Church, with the Roman Church, was just like, no, we don't do that, you know? So there you go. Another really interesting fact is armor worn by Henry VIII. There's a big piece of hunkin' armor because the dude was a big dude. He was a big dude. He was enjoying life. He had a lot of girls and he loved food. Like, every time I see a photo of him, I'm like, he's a big bro. There was this armor that he wore. And to this day, people who work at the Tower of London, especially in the section where I guess the armor is also stored in a museum with the crown jewels. People who work there have said that something about the armor is haunted. Like, they're here late at night, there's some sort of rattling of the armor and something going on, and the armor is doing stuff. I don't know exactly what the armor is doing, but it's like, I'm like, is it, like, I've watched a couple of docs about the Tower of London, and I'm like, does it move? You know, people here, like, I guess it's in a different kind of encasement from, like, other things. There's sort of, like, I guess it moves, or there's rattling, or things are going on that, you know, people here late at night, and it frightens them. Also, I'm pretty sure that the jewels that are stored there, if you know anything about possession and ghost stories, a lot of that stuff, like an object, like a piece of jewel, like, that's been around for centuries, can house, you know, demonic spirits. So right there, that also has, you know, it's haunting. So I'm sure that whatever's there, in the collection of the crown jewels have their own kind of demonic spirits. But I always found it fascinating that his, like, armor was haunted, because he didn't die in his armor, you know? But I've always found that really fascinating that it's haunted. Could be, like, you know, when he went to war and he slayed people, like, their spirits got into the armor. Who knows? I mean, I find it really interesting that a building that's, if you go through a lot of the docs and a lot of the documents about this place, a lot of things went down in the Tower of London. Children missing, princes murdered, you know, I almost forgot to talk about Richard I. He succeeded Edward IV. So, Edward had two sons. He had two sons, and both sons were really young. They were children. I believe they were, I think one was 12 and one was 10, or even younger than that. So when Edward died, his brother or uncle, I'm having a brain fart on this, Richard took over because the boys were so young. And he managed to, it's insane, the stories that I hear, it's insane. So he took over, right? And then because his sons were so young, he decided to be like the ward, even though the mother was still around, he became like sort of the ward. And the mother was kind of like, you know, can we just leave, take the children? She had a bad feeling about it. She had a really bad feeling about it. And for some reason, the children were taken away from her and she never saw them again. And I think she wanted them to be like a lot of monarchs in the past. If they were too young to rule the country, there was someone who was installed, who was an adult, who took over for them until they were of age and they could come into their own and do what needed to be done. But in this case, Richard I, and I believe Richard I is used in Robin Hood to explain how terrible he was. He was just a terrible, terrible king. Richard I decided to make the boys, I'm doing air quotes right now, disappear. So he took them away and they were never heard of again. Years later, their bodies were found buried inside the tower walls. There's speculation that they were buried alive, which is unheard of. Like, literally, they were supposed to die. And there's a lot of different stories because we don't have evidence about this. But what we do have is skeletorial evidence that these kids died and their bodies were found inside the tower wall. So many years later, the DNA and all the testing they do to figure out whose skeletons are what they found confirmed that these are the two sons of Edward. How they died is a totally different story. I've heard a couple of different things, that they were poisoned or sedated and then buried inside the wall. There's other things that said that they were stabbed to death and murdered as soon as they were taken away and then buried in the wall. Who knows? All of it sounds terrible. It sounds terrible and sad. So Richard took over and killed the legitimate heirs of the throne. So you have that. There's people who see those two kids walking around the campus. And like I said, the jewels and the armor have had, you know, they've, especially the jewels, they've gone from hand to hand. I don't even know where the jewels originally, some of those jewels, well, I mean, you can look that up, but there's so many jewels, who knows where they originally came from. So what kind of energy they store. It's all creepy and scary. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Haunted Tower of London. And we're back. The Tower of London. I was trying to figure out, I think that there was a ride at Universal Studios called the Tower of London. I could be wrong. That was supposed to be like a scary ride. I swear there was like a Tower of London, ghost ride Tower of London. Yeah, there was a ride. There's also a ghost, like, I guess they go in the River Tam and you can take a boat ride around the Tower of London. That sounds kind of fun. I think one of my biggest goals this year is to go to London. I don't want to go to the Tower of London, even though it sounds spooky. I mean, if you know anything about the history of England, there's probably a lot of haunted places. I picked this one because I was watching something on Anne Boleyn, and I was like, you know, that would be a really good subject matter. And then as I was doing research, there were so many docs. There's so many more. I touched on just a few really famous ones, but there's so many stories of deaths and like misconduct and just weird ghostly, you know, things that happen at the Tower of London that I couldn't even, you know, because I try to keep these podcasts small. But let me know if you want me to do part 2, because there were so many different stories. Anne Boleyn, obviously, Edward the Fourth's 2 sons, Lady Jane Grey, Henry the Eighth's armor, all of Henry the Eighth's beheaded wives, you know, the jewels themselves, you know, God knows. And that's just to name a few. And those are the famous, like, royalty that were there. There were probably, like, plenty of people who were, like, nobodies who were murdered or killed and dismembered. And, I mean, the monarch was never a kind place. Like, the things they did to other countries, you could just imagine what they did to poor people in their own country, you know? William the Conqueror built this to intimidate people to not uprise against him. So you can just imagine what went on in those walls. It sounds really scary. I can't wait to go and do some video footage of the Tower of London. I definitely would like to do a part 2 or even a YouTube afterthought on this, because I feel like there's just, I just don't have enough time to do the full coverage of this particular cursed landmark. There's so much going on. And I'd love to know who out there has been to the Tower of London, who's seen it. If you've been there, have you felt any funkiness? Have you seen Anne Boleyn? Have you seen her? Can you say hi for me? Have you seen the 2 sons? Have you seen Lady Jane Grey? Have you seen the jewels? Have you seen Henry's armor that's possessed? I'd love to know. It seemed like there was a lot going on here. And, you know, I mean, if you think about what the Tower of London symbolized, like I said, William the Conqueror did it to intimidate the people, but it was also a place where people were tortured. And like I said earlier, we're just talking about the royals, people in the higher echelon of the monarch. God knows what happened to people who were lesser. My understanding is they were taken to the tower to be imprisoned, and then they were made to leave the grounds and taken somewhere else to be executed. Not everybody was executed at the Tower of London. The only way you were executed in the vicinity was because you were well known or royal or, you know, higher up in the monarch. And, you know, people came to see it. Like, it was a big deal. You did something really offensive and you're somebody important, so you get killed there. For all the other schlups who were killed or murdered and tortured, they were tortured outside of the tower, but still, it was probably not even that far away. And you know, they must have those days where, like, you know what, I don't feel like driving Gary all the way, like, 2 miles. Let's just do it here real quick and just get it over it, you know? Let's just, like, murder him in his cell. Like, the corruption and everything else that was going on with the, you know, monarch, God knows what happened. So there's probably, that place probably needs a lot of sage a lot of sage and a lot of prayers. There's probably so many ghosts there. So I'd love to hear from you if you've been there, if you felt anything funky, if you want to go there. I definitely want to go there and check it out. So let me know what you think. Thank you so much for listening again. Really appreciate it, and until next time.